It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, May 4th, 2023. In our marine weather forecast, we have an area of weak low pressure centered to the north of us near Vancouver Island, BC, that will move over our waters through today. Thunderstorms over land may dissipate over our area waters and cause outflow gusts up to 30 knots. Today, we can expect southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 6 feet high at 12 seconds apart. And we have a chance of showers in the forecast. And today we're going to be talking about cold water immersion, something to be very careful about during the spring and early summer months, especially this year when the water in the river and even the ocean will be cold. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have the Liberty Island coming into the river this morning from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She'll be going into the Port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. She will pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 2:30 this afternoon in the anchorage there. The Glyphada 1 is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there at about 9:30 a.m. She'll be picking up wheat eventually upriver. And the Texas is a petroleum tanker arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 2 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8 p.m. And the SM Shanghai is a container ship arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Friday morning. And the Century Highway Green is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the Port of Portland, carrying brand new Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. and be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Friday. And in our outbounders, the Pacific Hero is leaving Vancouver, bentonite clay on board, leaving around 5:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 a.m. And the Delphine is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Friday. And the African Seto is leaving Portland carrying soda ash, leaving around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Friday. And if you'd like to see the ship schedule online, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program. You can also find links to the ship schedule and the podcast on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, we did have a short period of springy, summery weather there for a bit recently. And while we're not seeing that so far this week, we know that it will come again. And so I wanted to take the opportunity today, before we're in the middle of another heat wave in the Pacific Northwest, and talk about cold water immersion and water safety, and why this spring and summer could pose increased risks for folks who like to recreate in rivers here locally. So I want to start out by talking about the water out there now, in our rivers, in the Columbia River to be specific, and while we're at it, on our ocean beaches. Let's talk about water temperature. Right now, parts of the Columbia River are registering water temperatures in the mid-40s. The water temperature in the ocean off Astoria is warmer, but still only about 53 degrees. This is too cold for people. These are hypothermia temperatures. That's where your internal body temperature starts to drop because your environment is just too cold and you can't adjust. And it's extremely uncomfortable to be in water this cold for more than a very short time. And in water like this, you have a slim margin of time before immobility in your arms and legs and hypothermia in your body starts setting in. But here's the thing. When the air gets really warm, it can warm up really quickly. But the water here stays cold at this time of year, even when the air is hot. So it can seem like a really refreshing idea to jump off the dock into the river or take a dip in the river from a small boat. Right now, that would be a mistake. And that's because of something called the cold water shock response, which means when you get plunged into very cold water, your body reacts uncontrollably. What you generally do is gasp involuntarily. That means you can't control when you gasp like that. And if you happen to be underwater because you fell in or jumped, you could inhale water, and that is the beginning of drowning, especially if you're in water over your head. Cold water drains body heat up to 4 times faster than cold air. And when your body hits that cold water, in addition to the gasp response, just being in water this cold can cause dramatic changes in breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure. In water this cold, you'll start to lose the ability to move after just a few minutes, so swimming to save yourself may not be an option. And the water this year in the Columbia is likely to stay colder longer in the warm air seasons because we've had record snowfall in the mountains this year. And as that starts to melt, we'll see lots of water running down mountainsides into streams and rivers. That water being melted snow, it's cold, and it will stay cold for a while. So in addition to the big snow melt keeping the river cold, river flows may be bigger and stronger because there's more water in the river system. And with vigorous runoff comes debris in the river in the form of vegetation washed downstream by the moving water. So if you're on the river in a boat, in addition to wearing a life jacket, a PFD, to keep you safe if you fall in, you want to keep a lookout for trees, sometimes whole big trees and branches being carried along by the river current. These can be mighty dangerous for small vessels if you hit one. They can also pose dangers to buildings built out over the water because the current can be fierce in the river, and trees floating there can be pushed fast by the current and can smash the pilings that hold buildings up. So as we look forward to the warmer months, use some caution near the river and in it as we adjust to the melting of this big snowfall. It's part of the natural cycle for this snow to melt, and the rest of the environment takes it up as it turns back to water, filling reservoirs with needed H2O. But the side effect for us as people existing and playing in that environment is that some hazards will increase temporarily, and that's cold water and debris. Now, the river should warm up a bit later in the season, but it's good to remember that it never really gets too warm in the ocean here or in the lower river. And even if the water is warmer, the Columbia should always be treated with great respect at all times. This river is very dynamic. It contains huge amounts of water and is heavily affected by tides. So strong, dangerous currents are an issue in any season. Now, I haven't talked too much about beach safety today, but most of you get the drift there. I've talked a lot about that. And I certainly will address beach safety again this year in another show. Our beaches can be deadly in any season because of rip currents, sneaker waves, and cold water. That's why we have that saying, which is something we all should heed, never turn your back on the ocean. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.